Let's bring in our man, Joe Davidson. He's out at Sutter Health Park. Joe, how's it looking out there today?
It's a beautiful Wednesday, sunshiny, nice and pleasant. I ducked into a suite because it's so noisy with all the speakers, and I value you guys too much. I want to be able to hear what you have to say.
That is so
sweet. Otherwise, I'd be out there by the speaker saying, what? What?
Well, we appreciate that.
That sounds like us when we're in the same room with each other, so that's fine. No problem.
Yeah, well, you know, it's funny because I ran into Kenny Caraway at the Mike Bibby presser, and I almost asked him. I said, aren't you supposed to be on the air? And he was so casual, like, I might show up. And then I was listening to you, Damien, as I was driving home, and you were saying he was there. He said, he's going to take his time. He may not make it. Mm-hmm. So he did make it, but, you know, there was no urgency. I mean, he was sitting there signing autographs.
Did you
sign more autographs than Mike Bibby? I thought it was the most
outrageous
thing I've ever seen.
Did you have to get through his security to say hello to him, or?
You know, I was fortunate. I brought my laptop, and I was typing up my story there, you know, because we wanted to get posted right away. And he came over and said hello, interrupted.
Well, that was nice of him.
That's my guy, Joe D. I got to go see my guy, Joe D.
He did. And I said, can't you see I'm busy here, Kenny? I mean, come on.
No, that's exactly what he said. Say, get away, kid.
He always radiates. So we said hello, yeah.
Man, Joe, I obviously want to talk about the Sac State thing, but you're out at Sutter Health Park. Is this the first game you went to, or were you there the opening night?
No, I did not go the first two nights, so I'm doing a big picture story on how it went the first 3 days, and it's just really kind of cool. You know, this is we all know that this is a big league city, and we've seen what FC Republic draws and how all that rolling momentum, hopefully, for Major League Soccer. We know what the Kings have brought, but this is great for here, and I got some cool little odds and ends. I ran into the head of security, Terry Lockett's a longtime local guy, longtime high school football official. And I said, so any problems on Monday and Tuesday? He goes, only one fan ejection that we know of, eighth inning Monday night's opener. He goes, a Cubs fan. I said, well, of course, it's got to be a Cubs fan, you know, unruly. It wasn't enough that they were winning 18-3. The guy was probably throwing beer at people. So,
probably Manny.
Manny.
Yeah,
probably
exactly. So they had 150 media credentials on Monday and only about 40 now. So, you know, the luster kind of dies off. But some, you know, a lot of kinks to iron out, and you know, all of this is going on a fly. And Mark Kotze, the A's manager, said the players are still trying to learn the venue. They didn't have any exhibition games here. They're trying to figure it all out, too. And, you know, and we'll see. I mean, I've already heard some rumblings from people who are pretty well connected in baseball. That if these things don't get ironed out, they may only play here a year because the Players Association may say this isn't going to work. And wouldn't that be unfortunate?
Yeah. That'd be embarrassing.
Yeah.
Like if we weren't able to get this, that would actually be really embarrassing for everybody involved.
Absolutely.
You knew what the parameters were. You knew you had a deadline to get this stuff done. That's whatever needs to be done, as is stated by the Players Association, it needs to be done.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right. And the one thing I don't get, and I think it's a blown opportunity for marketing and sales because it's always about making money, is I'm sitting here in this suite right now, and I was outside in the media area, and you see it says Las Vegas over three big partitions on the outfield fence. In this venue, I can't see the word Sacramento anywhere. Mm. Anywhere. And if you were just dropped in here from the Midwest, you'd say, where are you? It's like, Las Vegas? And on their uniforms or the caps, there's no Sacramento anywhere. Why not market that? You know, well, we want to just be interim. That's what John Fisher, the A's owner, is saying. Temporary, but you're here. I mean, how many tens of thousands of those could have been sold? T-shirts, hats, jerseys, replicas, whatever. I don't know. I'm not calling those shots, obviously, but that seemed like a real mess.
You know, I still do believe they're going to go to Las Vegas at some point. But Fisher, he makes a lot of wrong decisions. But one of them, like you just mentioned, no connection to Sacramento, I think, is a failure. And one of the things that I just take notice of, I told Damien this. The more they try to tell me they're going to Las Vegas, the less I believe them. It sounds like they're being real loud and trying to convince everyone, no, we're still going no matter what. And it, I don't know, it screams insecurity of over what their deal is in Las Vegas right now. That's just the way it speaks to me when I just keep seeing Vegas all over the place.
That's a great point. And just as a refresher, the A's are going to play here scheduled for 3 years with a fourth year option. Which, and John Fisher in his media session a couple days ago said that, he is hopeful that the shovels hit the ground in Las Vegas this summer. If that does it, that's, the cost of everything, $1.5 billion for a dome stadium. And I remember within the last year, wasn't the mayor of Las Vegas saying he wasn't really on board? That's not good. You think about the mayors that we've had here in Sacramento over the years, be it Kevin Johnson or Daryl Steinberg, they were always in the corner of expansion and, a Kings new arena and Major League Soccer. If you have a mayor in Las Vegas who isn't fully on board, maybe is now, that's not good. That's not good at all. Yeah. It'll be interesting.
So who has the option? You said there's a fourth-year option. Who has the ability to exercise that? Sacramento, Fisher, both?
I would think it would be the A's. If the dome isn't ready, then they're going to have to say, we're going to have to, can we use Sutter Health Park another year?
Sure.
Okay. That kind of thing. But, we'll see. It's going to be real curious.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's been a big week in Sacramento, not just with professional baseball being played for the first time in West Sacramento. A huge announcement over at Sac State where you ran into the world famous Kenny Caraway. Mike Bibby, one of the most beloved players in Kings history, brought back to the city. That he rarely leaves. He spends a lot of time here. Obviously, he was an analyst most recently. Now he's the new head coach of the Sac State Hornets. What do you know about how all this came together, Joe?
It's really interesting. And I've known Mike Bibby for years. When I covered the Kings, I did stories on him. And I ran into Mike at a Sac State football game back in October. And he was talking to Dr. Luke Wood, president of Sac State. And I went up and said hello to Mike and do you really want this job? I want it badly, is how he worded it. And so he said yesterday, and Kenny will remember, he said that Mark Orr, the athletic director for Sacramento State, he reached out to Mark Orr several times over the years. I'm here. The timing wasn't right. I thought they brought in the coach a couple of years ago who's now at LSU. You guys have him on the air. I forget his name right now. That was the right hire then because he had college experience. Now when the interim takes over as a gap filler, for Sac State, and they go 7-25 last place in the Big Sky. Now it makes sense for Bibby to be the guy. And, there could be initial concerns. He's never coached in college, but he could surround himself with guys who coach in college. He said he's already received 200 video clips from players who want to come. 200! Mm-hmm. So they're not going to have a hard time getting players. His first commitment, and this is hilarious, is the son of Shaq. I mean, is that allowed? You know, fierce rival, you could bring your son in. And he joked about that and said, yeah, Shaq called him and said, take him. And so he's a 6'8", 215-pound shooting forward, Florida A&M. And so his name recognition, Mike Bibby, is going to help. What impresses me about Bibby and talking to him and people who know him is that he teaches the game. Well, don't they all teach the game? Well, Kenny, you heard it yesterday, practice habits and jab stepping here on defense in his first 20 minutes of every practice. They work on defensive rotations, the theme being practice habits carry over to games. I ran into Albion Connie, decades-long strength and conditioning coach in Sacramento, was the King strength and conditioning coach for years, and became very close with Bibby. And I said, what have you seen in Bibby? He goes, well, that's my boy. He goes, that guy really works hard. Obviously, he still works on his body because he's the most fit guy in any room. He should have done his presser yesterday with no sleeves, just let those guns pop. But he said, Albion Connie said that Mike brought him down several years in a row down to Phoenix, where he was coaching high school basketball, to work out his guys and condition them. And I said, so what did you see in him as a teacher? He goes, he's a fantastic teacher of the game, fundamentals, boxing out, screening away, all things that Kenny could appreciate as a former player. And he goes, he's really big on that. And Albion Connie stressed that's not always the case for a guy who played at an elite level. They don't know how to teach it because they're just so naturally gifted. But Bibby's emphatic on that. I think that's refreshing. And so they're going to get players. They're going to move into the well, which is going to be a nice, huge upgrade from the Nest. He said, we're coming here to win. I don't want to let the city down. This is a second home for him. As we all know, he's a beloved Kings player, 14-year NBA player, 7 years with the Kings. And so as we look at the Big Sky landscape, it's winnable. You're talking Eastern Washington, Idaho, Idaho State, Montana, Montana State. You could win that conference. And what happens if you win the conference, like in the conference tournament? You're in the NCAA. Then anything could happen. We saw it with Mark Campbell, the Sac State women's coach, a couple of years ago, 3 years ago. They won a conference tournament and played. And now he's at TCU and almost made it to the Final Four. So point being, impact coaches make a difference. And can they navigate the NIL and the transfer portal? Absolutely. If you get name recognition with a guy like Mike Bibby, I think that'll happen. If he was some assistant coach from the University of Missouri that we'd never heard of, would we be excited? Probably not. So go for it and see what happens. What if they only have him for a couple of years? Well, at least you had him for a couple of years. Is kind of the attitude. So I'm a believer now. I was initially skeptical, saying, you know, does he have any experience? Well, he'll surround himself with experience. And, you know, and he has said, we're going to bring big-time players in. A lot of NBA dads, current players or retired, said they will bring their son or steer their son to Sacramento State so they could learn the game and play. It's Division One. It's the highest classification. He's got a big challenge here, guys. Sac State's been in Division One since 1991, two winning seasons, all time in Division One. So it's been a lot of misery and mediocrity, but better days ahead. I'm curious to see how it turns out.
Joe,
by the way, real quick, Sac State's last head coach was our brother David Patrick.
Shout out to my man David Patrick down at LSU.
Great guy. Yeah. Great hire for the Hornets. And then he went back home, which opens the door here. So that was the right hire, David Patrick, for the Hornets then. Mike Bibby's the right hire now.
Yeah, he went back home for Kenny Caraway money. He didn't go home for cheap.
That's exactly right.
That man is a very well-paid assistant coach out there at LSU.
A lot more than Kenny Caraway money, I'll tell you that for sure.
And don't be surprised if Al Bianconi, the former King strength coach, who still does a lot of it here in town, joins the Hornets.
Oh, Lord.
He was there yesterday, Joe, right?
He's going to beat them boys' ass. Hey, okay, well, thoughts and prayers to all future Hornets, because your life is about to change.
Oh, you better find a trash bin because you will lose it. You will lose your lunch.
Yeah, that's right. That's exactly right. Know where all the trash cans are during those first few workouts.
Straight up. Can't wait for that. Joe, I know you got a game to watch, and I appreciate you taking the time, but I want to ask you one last Sac State thing before we get you out of here. You've seen it all. You've seen so much with Sac State. I can't remember a time when this type of excitement was surrounding the athletic departments for what they, you know, Mark Orr talked about it. It's the porch of your athletic department, right? Like, the volleyball team is doing great. Baseball is great. Mm-hmm. You know, they do a lot of other good things. But men's basketball, football, that's the porch of your athletic department. I can't remember a time when the energy was as high as it is right now. Do you remember another time? Even when Sac State was kind of winning a couple years ago, I don't think it was like this.
No. And when Troy Taylor was here with Sac State football, he pulled them out of the, you know, their first conference championships, won three of them. So there was excitement there. But now, you know, this is great excitement for basketball. Brian Katz, great guy, classy coach, didn't bring that kind of excitement. I mean, you know, Mike Bibby is a name. Brennan Marion, the new coach for Sac State football. Wow, is he impressive. I saw a couple of his practices, spring drills, and everybody's active. Everybody's involved. He's there at the press conference. He's got the number one recruiting class in the FCS in America. He's getting guys. So, you know, I like the energy of Mark Orr. I've known him forever. I've been around so long, I named him All-Metro Sacramento B in 1992. And he always teases me about that. And I said, well, you weren't very fast then, and you can't move laterally now, so I don't know what I was thinking. But and then Luke Wood has just got unique energy and spirit and vision. You know, the Sac State better hope they can hold on to Luke Wood, because I'm sure there are other colleges saying, well, we'd like to have that kind of energy. So all of those things together add up to a potential goldmine, and you know, and there were a couple of deep pocketed donors there at the Bibby presser yesterday too, because they want to help out, and that's what we've talked about. Does Sacramento State, with all of its alumni, and they proudly announced there are 30,000 alumni who live in the greater Sacramento area. Well, who's the rich ones? Let's get the rich ones over here, because that's how you get facilities and NIL money. And, you know, Boise State and Nevada and San Jose State could have nice facilities in their smaller regions. Well, maybe not San Jose, but the other ones are smaller than Sacramento. Mm-hmm. So it's all money, you know, and I think it's very good. I think it's great for this region. Why not have big time Division I college athletics? If you're a big city, and the fact that UC Davis has done well as well in a lot of those things, it's good for this region. It's good for me. I love covering it.
100%.
Go enjoy the baseball game, Joe.
It's still a game.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody. Don't tell anybody, but I think I'll have like 3 Pilsners the rest of the way. I won't do that. But hey, before I sign off, Kenny had to have seen our Sacramento Bee All Metro teams. McClatchy Lions, mm-hmm. pride of the Sacramento City Unified School District. Nina Kane is our back-to-back player of the year.
Yes, indeed.
6'2" forward, could be a WNBA player, ball handler, shooter, 4-5 GPA, going to the Washington Huskies. Class act.
Love it.
Relentless work ethic, nice personality. She is just everything that's good about high school sports and the Sac City Unified. So Nina Kane, shout out for her and doing it the right way, and we're going to see her for a lot of years in basketball.
Absolutely. Well deserved, man. What a run they went on and winning that game in the state playoffs. And, you know, shout out to my McClatchy Lions, man. Big ups to them. Big ups.
And their coach, Jeff Oda, is our coach of the year. So a lot of Lions love, man. And
as it should be.
That's exactly right. Kenny, always a champion for the McClatchy Lions.
Always. Appreciate you, Joe. Thank you, my friend. Go enjoy some baseball.
Thank you, guys. Talk soon.
Take care, man.
All right, brother.